Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Yeah.
you, that's the man downtown be knowing. Wax turn to beef when the gangsters meet. Son of a slave master keeping it going, going, going.
Royalty, 10:10 on the clock, right? Royalty, 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 guys. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. My name is Haruna Civic Oracle. Most know me as Keith the Boy, guys. Today is great, man. Look, if I just stopped myself, I would have kept jamming, y'all. This would have turned into a jam, a Prince jam session, I promise y'all. Because I can go all day with Prince. But Prince knew. Prince knew. He was well aware of everything that's going on in our now moment. So welcome to Motivational Classroom, guys. You guys know what Motivational Classroom is if you're no stranger to ear. And today, guys, in Motivational Classroom, most of you guys know I like to sit back on the couch with you guys and listen and learn, you know, with you. Dr. C. Freeman L., right? I don't know if he was a doctor, but C. Freeman L., you know, a gratitude to the elders, you know, who left stepping stones, you know what I'm saying, for us to follow if you had the eye to see, right? So C. Freeman L. was, amongst a lot of other ones, C. Freeman L. was one of those men. But, you know, as you guys know, I like to start out with the intro clip with, you know, like kind of current updates about, you know, certain things that are going on in our now moment, right? So we're going to go ahead and start with that. And then once we start with that, I'll play a song. And then we'll go into the C. Freeman L. lecture. Now, the lecture that I have for C. Freeman L., I love the way these things go because these things are cosmic and divine. So Prince was on my radar. You know, C. Freeman L. is on the schedule for today. And what is that? That's Gemini energy. I myself, too. You know, many people say that planetary astrology has shifted, you know, since the planets have shifted, since a lot of things have realigned. What a time to be alive in the now moment, right? Because you guys, I don't know if you ever studied the cycles, right? Okay. So I think I had Cosmos as the title, but actually this is going to be one where C. Freeman L., I would love to hear. I have not heard this one, y'all. I would love to hear his breakdown on the cycles because even on Enhancing Awareness Radio, I used to always, you know, when Eternal was here, you know, I used to always say, you know, like, why are we not talking about? Probably because I think a lot of people knew about the cycles, but I think that there's a lot of information that we hoard, right? There's a lot of information, wisdom, and knowledge that we tend to hoard, and no disrespect to the elders, you know, but there is a lot of information hoarding going on. Why is there a lot of information hoarding going on? And this is my observation, because at a root, a lot of times all we do is like to seek to control narratives. Now, this is not a complaint, you know, because I get it. I overstand, you know, and let me say that I actually am honored and I'm thankful because a lot of information probably shouldn't be out prematurely, but I feel that we are in a space now to where it's going to fucking come out anyway. You know what I mean? So here is my best, because I'm still learning. So here is my best to decipher the cycles, you guys, because we are literally on another timeline. And I feel that everybody's not on this 5D timeline. You know what I mean? So I don't want to say too much, but there's definitely a split in the ages. All right, so let's hear what Brother Wisdom has to say. Y'all know I love and respect Brother Wisdom over here and all that he do, the Dark Angel, you guys. Darkness doesn't have to be a bad thing, you know what I mean? And something I saw the other day, that y'all know how we think that demonic entities and all this around us will enter us and do all of that. But it was suggested, or it was a different perspective, like, what if that is your shadow self at its most deepest state? What if it's all you, bitch? You know what I mean? It was all you, bitch, you know, the whole time, right? And we think it is other demonics, but it is our fucking shadow, the deepest part about the shadow self that scared the shit out of us, because they're like, whoa, who the fuck are you? Like, I didn't know that could be in me, you know. I don't know. But it's a lot of now in this moment, guys, it's definitely a great suggestive, if you will. I'm starting to not like to say suggested anymore, because suggestion could be the route to hell for some, right? If you ain't careful, you know what I mean? So let's hear what Brother Wisdom has to say, guys, and then we'll go into the C. Freeman L. lecture. Like I say, you guys, this is Motivational Classroom, and I promise you I am learning right with you guys. So I'm in class, too, okay? All right, guys, I'll be back throughout the podcast. It ain't going to be too much of a long one, probably about 2 hours today, guys. Thank you for anybody that's listening. If you need to contact me for a session, I am not opening up my sessions until 2023. But if you need to contact me for anything, there's a lot of creative things that I'm putting together for 2023, guys. So, yeah, if you need to contact me for anything, please utilize my link tree, which is in the show notes. All right, guys, enjoy, and I will be back.
Brother, sister, this is Next Year Energy, Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? The system is up and running right now. I'm going to be turning it off a little bit. My tablet has got my frequency generator on there. And I think I'm going to bring the tablet in. I just want to give you guys a quick planetary update. And I'll show you guys, we're going to do this, show you guys the functions of this wonderful device in the morning. It is very active right now. You can hear some of the hums. This is the inside speaker, but I got a speaker that I got that system outside, and is at 21,360 hertz right now at this present moment. This is just a planetary update. It was just announced, it was just announced today that Friday, a small asteroid the size of an 18-wheeler landed in Iceland. Part of it landed on the land, the other part of it landed in the water. There was no earthquakes from it because it was small. It was a small asteroid, and there was no tsunamis that happened from it. But that's what happened on Fridays. And it's crazy that they would just announce it today, seeing that it happened Friday. But from what I understood, they wanted to go there and see if they get some specimens, because asteroid specimens to them are expensive. You know, they have to put money on every goddamn thing, but the money is failing. Japan had a 7.5 earthquake earlier this morning. The USGS downgraded it to a 7.3, but initially when I got it in, when I received the message through the earthquake tracker, and I know when I hear that woo 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 woo, I'm like, okay, this is a big boy. It was a 7.5 that hit Japan, and then after that was several other they call them aftershocks, but there were just several other plasma discharges, because you have the huge plasma discharge, and you know the plasma gets what that energy vibrates or gyrates or whatever, and then it'll explode, and then after that it's still going to be exploding because the energy is still fresh. But there were several 6.0s after that, and then finally went down to a 4.0, and right now they have 4.0 going down, 4.0 earthquakes in Japan right now. Right when that 7.5 had erupted, and the 7.5 plasma discharge erupted in Japan, it's like minutes afterwards, that was a 3.8 earthquake in Utah. And Utah may have earthquakes every now and then. Earthquakes are rare in Utah, but that was a significant 3.8 earthquake in Utah. So that energy did go across the globe. And you got to understand, when those earthquakes happen, we have a planet that's a sphere. So the entire planet is going to feel that energy. The entire planet is going to feel that rush. We're looking at some major things that's getting ready to happen on the planet. I was talking with my buddy on the phone, and we were like,
I hate to pause it when Brother Wisdom is talking, but you guys, like, I heard the most, you know, we always argue, you know what I'm saying? The earth is fat, the earth is round, the earth is blah, 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 blah. Right? You know, who fucking knows? You know what I mean? But one of the most amazing perspectives that I've heard was that it's kind of in alignment with what he's saying about the earth is a sphere, right? Spiritually as a sphere. The reason why they say that like our Earth, our realm, let me say that, right? What if Earth is this big old ball or whatever, right? But it's condensed to many different realms. You know what I'm saying? So we think that we are actually at the top. So that, oh, my God, I got chills, guys, and shit is rushing up my spine as I'm saying this. So I may be on to something. But we are at the top of the dome. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, it's going to be a sphere. Of course, it's going to be that because we are at the top. We are at the very top, you know, hence North Pole. So we are the ones that are closest to the, quote, North Pole. And don't quote me on none of this perspective, guys, because we are in motivational classroom, all right? But just as a perspective, that's something that was suggested to me and I heard, right? We have the power to take what, you know, fits and leave the rest, right? But the top of the dome, okay? The top of the dome, guys, and then as you guys see the sinkholes, you know, like in China, and I got a lot of this from Brother Wisdom, you guys. So if you go, his YouTube channel is Remedy H, R-E-M-D-Y-H, guys. I encourage you to go binge watch a lot of his content. You got to be mindful of who you follow and who you listening to, you know what I'm saying? But I promise you, Brother Wisdom has a lot of the good of this. Him and Marvin Jones. And you can do Marvin Jones on YouTube. Go in the show notes, guys. Excuse me, the show archives. And you'll see Brother, I listed him. I think Cosmic Update for Marvin. You can type in the Handsome Witness Radio, Cosmic Update, and Marvin, and you should see some of that in the Google search. But y'all, it's going to be very paramount to be aware, enhancing your awareness to be aware. That's important. You don't have to get it from Enhancing Awareness Radio, you know what I'm saying? But you definitely should be in the aware. But anyway, guys, that's just a perspective about the Earth. The Earth, many different realms, the sinkholes, you know, like the sinkholes. You know, and again, I'm just hypothetically speaking, what if the sinkholes could be the portals into the other realms?
You know,
please don't jump in the sinkhole, y'all.
A lot of us are not prepared, and it's like, how do you prepare yourself for such thing? You know, because we got to realize that, you know, at some point, that was a huge reset on the planet. These mountains that are actually the carcasses of once-lived titans. Those titans, you know, there was no flood that killed the titans because the titans were bigger than the water. But something happened that there was a complete reset, and these titans were instantly fossilized or crystallized, and they fell to the ground, and these were huge beings. I don't want to say creatures, but these huge beings that were once walking on the planet. And what we're talking about, titans, we were talking about beings that were standing at least 100 feet tall. I mean, at least, you know, we're talking about huge beings. We're not talking about some, you know, 30-foot being or whatever. We're talking about somebody who was standing 100 feet tall, you know, 150 feet, 200 feet tall. And these are huge beings who walk this planet. They have mountains, lots and lots of mountains, hundreds of mountains underwater, which are still the carcasses of these titans. So there was a planetary reset that happened. Something happened on the planet that things had to be reset, and now we're coming into this time now, brothers and sisters, where the planet is going to come into a reset. These so-called white folk here on the planet did a lot of fucking damage. They did a lot of damage to the planet, all right? Taking the oil out of the planet, killing off the original beings of this world, putting satellites every fucking where. I mean, killing off wildlife for sport, killing off the original beings for sport, the money situation, you know, taking the land from us who actually own the land. I mean, they've done so much diabolical shit all over the planet, and the planet is coming to a reset. Our sun, our galactic sun, is going to be the caregiver of the planet. All right? Our galactic sun is going to be the caregiver of the planet. Our galactic sun is getting ready to send us powerful energy, and these beings will not be able to take it, and they all of them are going to literally combust. All right? They're going to combust, and we're going to see things that's going to happen. The ones that's hiding underground, they're going to come up. All right? They're going to come up during the aftermath, and they're going to come up, and they're going to be ready to fight. All right? They're going to be ready to fight, and we got to get ready to fight as well. I was watching Kermi Ahu, and he was he showed the video in Germany, and it was dated in the 1490s when our brothers were fighting against the these so-called white folk, these however you want to call them, and they were fighting against them, and how Germany was taken over by them, and how, you know, they wanted everything. And we talked about this, how, you know, these beings came out of ships and how they literally flooded the land. So the pictures and the history that's over on the other side of the world tells everything. It's a telltale of everything that I've always talked about. And I've never seen any of those pictures ever. I just remember everything, you know. So the key is that we got to understand that we're looking at a planetary reset, brothers and sisters. We really are. We're looking at a planetary reset. And, you know, when that happens, that's going to be a new energy on the planet. There's no use to run, to try to run to a mountain or try to run to a hill. There's no use, all right? This planetary reset, that's going to happen. Things are going to be brought to balance. And every being that is not in balance with nature has got to go. Every one of them is not in balance with nature. And, you know, like I was saying, nature knows, and karma is going to take place on so many different levels, all right? So we're looking at a planetary reset that's going to happen, and it's going to be huge. There are sinkholes opening everywhere. What you got in hold on here. Okay, I'm back, guys. You know, we're looking at a new life that's going to come here on the planet, but things are going to be much different. But, you know, just know, you know. Let's see. In the, all right, there are like four sinkholes the size of citywide blocks on the bed of the Arctic Sea, the bed of the Arctic Sea. They are forcing. So what you got to understand is gateways are opening everywhere. And like we said, these beings have damaged the planet beyond repair. All right? The planet is so damaged that she cannot repair herself. So the whole key point is to do a reset. And when you do a reset, every being that's not supposed to be here will be annihilated. This is a planetary reset. These inorganic beings have, you know, they used us, and they thought that they were in such power, and they think they're so mighty because they have money that they created. But see, they don't understand that there is a greater force, and we told them already. We let them know they're not coming back here. All right. All of them that's here on this planet, you know, we told them, what did we say? We said, the sins of the father fall upon the children. So karma works in that way. And nature sees the bloodlines. Nature sees the bloodlines. And what does nature say? Oh, no, you don't come back. Your spirit just flies throughout the cosmos forever, never to see life again. Planetary reset is coming, brothers and sisters. Prepare yourselves for this, all right? Cave plan is, how do you prepare yourself for a cataclysmic situation that we're facing? You know, me and brother was talking on the phone, and we were talking about, you know, this whole COVID agenda, which let me explain it to you guys. I'm going to explain it to you guys here so you guys can understand. The whole COVID thing, all right, we told you guys that the ley lines, the magnetic fields, that the ley lines that create the magnetic fields are depleting, which means the plasma ions are separating from each other. The plasma ions were once like this right here, all right, and tight fit. And when these beings found out about the ley lines and found out the magnetic fields, they destroyed the structures that we had and put their own structures up. And this is when we fail, okay? As the plasma ions separate from each other, they move that way, all right? They don't even come back together. They move away from each other, all right? It's almost like, and they're opposite charges, but it's like the opposite charges are pushed away from each other so that they won't connect. It's like one, you have a positive charge and a negative charge, and it's like the positive charge just automatically just shifts into a negative charge, and these two charges push away from each other. So in 2019, September 19, 2019, which was literally the end of the 400-year curse, September 19, 2019, which was literally the end of the 400-year curse, the magnetic field or the plasma ions that kept the magnetic field together against the world, I mean under the World Bank, separated. And all that money that the World Bank had, it's no good anymore because the magnetic fields had depleted, and because the magnetic fields had depleted, you had nothing but electrical charges, and the electrical charges literally discharged the energy from that money, so that money was no longer going to get it. But you got to look at the science of all this, all right? You got to look at the science. So it literally discharged all that money. So therefore, other places across the world, the magnetic fields were just disappearing, and these businesses were closing because the magnetic fields was gone. Very little magnetic fields left on the planet, and these inorganic beings are literally searching. This is why they have to move their monies around. Everywhere you see a Federal Reserve, that's an area where a very large magnetic field is, and so you know you're going to start seeing Federal Reserves shut down. Actually, the Federal Reserve is no longer printing money anymore. All right? They're no longer printing money. Why? Because magnetic fields. All right? Magnetic fields are gone. So what we got to understand is that this is like the beginning part of the planetary reset. All right? As it's like the energy that we're linking into is literally bringing back the energy that belongs to us, okay? So then came 2020, all right? So came 2020, it was like around October, November of 2019, they had already announced that, let me see, it was October 2019, they announced that 10,000 businesses had announced their closures for 2020. By November 2019, I think it was like 25,000 or 30,000 businesses announced their closure. So by the time December came, there was like 75,000 businesses announced their closures for 2020. All right, 75,000 businesses. So came January 2020, the numbers start going up, and they had to create something to suffice this. So that's when they start creating the whole COVID thing or whatever, but what was around it was frequencies, and they started talking about the variants, and the variants were number of frequencies. These were high frequencies that were coming in on the planet, all right? And this is all bringing it to the planetary reset that we're coming into now, all right? So all the frequencies that were coming from the cosmos, from the sun, even our planet herself were creating frequencies, and these frequencies were destroying. So that's when they say, oh, this variant caused the stock market to crash. So this variant caused the Federal Reserve to do this. So this variant caused this banking system to, and these were frequencies. All right, these are frequencies. So basically, came 2019, which was the year, September 19, 2019, which was the end of the 400-year curse. So they know what was going to be taking place, but they didn't know the magnitude. They didn't know, they didn't understand, you know, what was going to take place. So came, what was that, around February, that's when they started, you know, watching so many things that was going on, and there goes March. March, you had 135,000 businesses that had announced their closure. So they, what these inorganic beings did was created this whole agenda, all right? COVID is just an agenda, all right? So they created an agenda. YouTube, I'm not doing medical misinformation. I'm not doing anything about medical, all right? I'm just talking about the facts. Say no medical shit. I'm not even going to no medical shit, all right? So we're talking money. We're talking money. We're talking politics. We're talking real shit, all right? So that's when they whole created this whole thing, and they needed everybody to stay in the house because they didn't need individuals to see how many businesses would be closing, all right? Me and my wife finally got out the house because I was working anyway. But we finally started traveling. That was around April or May. And we had to go to Westland. We had to go to Target in Westland. And as we were going down Middle Belt, we saw so many businesses that had closed that were once open. And my wife said, "You're right." She said, "Babe, you're right. This is real." Because this is what I was telling her. She said, "This shit is real." I said, "Yeah, it is real, babe." We call each other babe. I said, "Yeah, it is real, babe." I said, "This is what they announced. This is what they were talking about, you know." And so, you know, I keep up with the policies. You got to watch your enemies closely. You got to know what the fuck is going on. You got to know how to talk their talk. You got to know how to talk their lingo, especially being, you know, a high degree Mason. You know, I understand the things that they say easily. You know, I understand their body language. I understand certain things that, with certain ways they turn their heads and certain ways they make their hands, you know, the certain hands gestures, you know. I understand what they're doing. And I, you know, and it's important that you understand this. So that's when they went through this whole thing and started talking about, oh, yeah, people are dead, people are dying, da 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 da. People die every day. Okay, we're not even getting into that. So businesses started closing even more because the ley lines that created the magnetic fields were depleting. And under all these businesses, the money had literally been discharged. All right, when you talk about discharge, the energy that was once in that area for that money, that energy no longer existed. That energy is gone. And that's why you see these places where these empty buildings are, they really not put anything else there because that energy is gone. There is no more energy. There's no more energy. The energy is gone in that whole area because those magnetic fields are depleted, all right? Those magnetic fields are gone. They're gone forever, all right? So this is the science behind everything. So came the end of, what was that, December 2020, you had about 500,000 businesses nationwide that had closed their doors, all right? You had about 500,000 businesses that closed their doors, and basically they never come back. They never come back because why? The ley lines, all right, the magnetic fields that had that shifted. But the thing about it is the very first magnetic field that depleted, that was a shock to these motherfuckers, was the World Bank. The World Bank had collapsed. China's banking system had collapsed around that time also. You know, saw the Chinese people on the video, and they was throwing the money out the window, and they were saying, you know, the money's no good, the money's no good. And they were throwing hundreds and hundreds of dollars out of the windows. They was in the top. They was in the top part of their apartments or lofts or however they live, and they was just throwing money out the window, saying the money is no good. China's banking system had collapsed, so China ended up going to a digital system. And we remember we talked about the digital. It's like the closest thing to spirituality, all right, or the closest thing to celestial, all right. That's digital. Things that's connected to the internal networking system called the internet. You know, so they, let me see, you had China's system that collapsed. India's system had collapsed. India's banking system had collapsed. And it was like all over the world. Russia's system collapsed. All the systems collapsed. And they all of them ended up going digital. Right, and that was the only way they could have money. So basically, they created their own digital currency, just like the U.S. government. Their system collapsed. All right. So when they started, when came around 2021, and they said, "Oh, it was around January," and they said, "You know, they were talking about the Delta, and said the Delta variant caused the shockwaves in the stock market. That was a frequency." And then it came to the Omicron, and they said the Omicron caused the collapse in the stock market. But what really happened in 2020, when the stock market really collapsed, that was a huge frequency that came, and that frequency came in and it literally zapped. So right now the stock market is like almost like skull and bones right now, and they're literally just painting the numbers. They even admitted that they're painting the numbers, and these stockbrokers are like, you know, you need to create more money. You need to create more money. So now the Federal Reserve says, well, you know, Congress, not the Federal Reserve, but Congress said this, because Federal Reserve debt shut down. Congress said that they're going to raise the interest rates just to try to fight against inflation. And when you talk about inflation, that means you're creating something that you don't have. And you're dealing with different celestial energies. You're dealing with spiritual energies. So as you create this money, there's a energy that builds, and it's a negative energy that builds. And as this energy gets bigger, it's like it pulls away from their system. It's constantly pulling, because it needs to survive. So they're printing and making more money over and over. But then they say we're going to raise the interest rates to try to fight against inflation. But they keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. So the entire system is falling, and this is where we come into the planetary reset, brothers and sisters. All right. So as 2021 went on, and around the end of 2021, that's when, you know, they started talking about, well, we're gonna just pretty much put the pandemic behind us, because the frequencies were getting so high they didn't want to talk about it anymore. Because you remember, we were catching on to the frequencies. I was talking about the frequencies. I saw young brother Rashad Jamal. He started talking about the frequencies. And he started talking about with this next frequency and this is the next frequency. He started talking about the frequencies. And I was like, okay, so we catching on. So then what they did was they knew that we caught on, so they started talking in codes and saying, well, the next variant is B11625, whatever, 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 because they didn't want us to know what frequency it was doing next. So now we're into 2022. All right, and we're looking at a definite change of everything. All right, we're looking at a definite change, and they've grown completely from the COVID agenda, because now the World Health Organization is saying that, oh, yeah, we're going to shut this down. All right, we're shutting all this down. The COVID pandemic is over. This is what the World Health Organization is saying. The COVID health pandemic is over, and now they're going into the Russian war. And what they're going to do is the frequencies are steadily rising now. The frequencies are rising, brothers and sisters. Don't think that it's not rising. The frequencies are rising, all right? But what they're doing right now is they're going to they're trying to create this fake war, and they're going to say, oh yeah, this war that Russia had against Ukraine caused the world economy to completely collapse, and this is the reason why all the businesses collapse. When in reality, you look at our sun, look at our moon, the energies around the cosmos. These are intelligent organisms, extremely intelligent organisms that know what the hell is going on. Sun, the moon, these are extremely intelligent, alive. Our planet is alive. All right? Even though we got corpses laying everywhere called mountains, but our planet is still alive. All right? And these intelligent celestial bodies called planets are saying that this planet needs to be reset and the virus has to be destroyed. They're going to blame this Russia-Ukraine war on the world economy collapsing, when in reality it's the energies that's coming in. And we're going to see more asteroids. We're going to see more meteors. We're going to see bigger earthquakes. We're going to see sinkholes everywhere. We're going to see all kinds of things. You know, is there any way that's a safe haven? You know, the only reason why they would say go up on the mountains, because those are corpses. And, of course, you know, those corpses have been solidified. But who's to say that those mountains, those corpses, that rocky corpse won't crack in half? It's a corpse. Who's to say it won't crack in half, you know? There's no safe place you have is within yourself, right? You tapped into yourself and that energy within yourself. Everything that's within nature is going to start generating around you, and you realize that you got protection. Everybody be like, dang, this happened to us right here. Why didn't it happen to you? Well, you know, I told you to get in tune with yourself, but, you know, you wanted to do this and that and this and that, and you wanted to go play the lottery and go do this right here. So, hey, you know, you on your own, you know. And that's why I'm good. I'm protected, because you got to understand you got to be one with nature. So when this shift takes place, you shift right along with nature. You and everyone who is within your circle area shifts right along with nature, and therefore you're protected. You won't be harmed. But we're looking at a planetary reset, brothers and sisters. I'm glad I talked about this whole thing that was going on, because this is a fake war that's going on with Russia, and so many of us don't understand. So many of us don't understand. The thing is, it's fake. It's all fake. But in the meantime, what are they doing? They're pushing Elon Musk and others build ships because they want to get off the planet. They don't want to be a part of this reset, because they know that they're going to lose their lives. Or either they're going to go deep underground, hoping for better days. Planetary reset is coming. This is a planetary update, brothers and sisters. Just want to share that with you all. All right? The whole COVID agenda, the whole Russia thing is all around. The frequency is rising on the planet, and the energies that's rising, and how the ley lines and the magnetic fields are rapidly depleting everywhere. All right? I cast it on to you guys. Pass it on to you. Hope you understand everything that's been said. All right? I'm going to catch you guys a little later. You know the deal. All power to the most sharp celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change. Peace. Much power to you all.
Interesting, right? What Brother Wisdom is saying, you know what I'm saying? So his channel is Remedy H, guys, R-E-M-D-Y, Remedy H. So let's go ahead and see what the elder, C. Freeman L., got to say about the cycles.
Rather than quotation, you know, it's interesting to get into, to like I mentioned before, this knowledge has its own fire. You can feel it, man. You know, be reading the book and be fidgeting and making giggle and stuff, be so, you know, and that gets your energies up, you know. It'll make you talk about it, right? You know, I mean, all metaphysical students, they have coffee rooms. You know, and the church was half damn people wouldn't even go home. They go downstairs, they can kick it and talk about this little bit that the ministers have been talking about. You know, but it's the energy, and that's okay for a while, except it distracts you from sitting in the silence, so that you can unfold. You can become the hardest part of study. When Drew Ali said, the first thing you do is study yourself. And when you finish studying yourself, go back and study yourself again, you know, because you're never finished. You're never finished. Those that get to a certain plateau of development, they get their chakras open, they get their glandular systems functioning, then they have to attend to their mental thing. Well, let's sort out their thoughts. Brother L.C. Bale went over his house one day and said, Brother, you know what I'm doing now? What's up? I'm sorting out all my thoughts. That's a hell of a process. And you can't sort them all out. He knows that. But you have to be mindful of your thinking. Because when you get to a certain level of atomic energy, think something and it happens. You know? I mean, you can hurt somebody, you know, or tear up something, like Maxine, a witch, laying up in the bathtub, cussing somebody out, and all of a sudden the ceiling starts to come, you know, because her energy was hitting the ceiling, going after the person that she was thinking those thoughts about. And stuff just started falling all in the bathtub, right back on her ass.
Is it true that you've been conscious of bad sexual thoughts, bitterness, and getting a bit off to do
first? The collective forces, according to the metaphysicians and occultists, of what we're seeing in tornadoes, earthquakes, and horrendous storms that do the destroying. If you think about it, you know, in fact, you don't need to think about it. You've already had the experience. Walk in one neighborhood and the energy is light, relaxed, and peaceful. Walk in another community and you get tense, irritable, and even angry, you know. That's the pockets of thought energy lingering in those areas. The first time I had that experience, I was coming up 83rd, never forget it, turned right onto us. And this shit hit me in my solar plexus, almost bent me over. The energy was so dense. You know, that's what was going up and down all day. 7 days a week, bad, negative energy. So we're trying to get power that allows us to do battle with the invisible world. And much of that world is not people. It's bad energy, negative, evil, psychic, murderous thoughts. If you're not open to, or if you're open to receptivity and you're not in control, somebody else can make you hurt somebody else by just simply thinking. The first time I experienced that, a young boy standing outside, and this is a teenager, standing outside of Woolworths, and everybody that passed by is standing in the middle of both doors. He's going in his mind, yeah. He's thinking mental. You could hear the thought coming out. Yeah. At 14, 15 years ago, he found out he had this power of suggestion. So he went down to try it out. You know? So you need to be mindful of your thinking. And to listen to your own spirit. Because maybe one day you say, don't leave the house. You know? But don't go anywhere. Oh, man. It's a big moment. You're right. You know? The swing of the pendulum. That is the time.
If you're wearing enough layers to insulate Alaska, that's why you need the new and improved Bearskin Hoodie, the six-pocket Bearskin Fleece Tactical Hoodie that blocks wind and regulates.
Sorry about the ads, y'all. Y'all know how it is.
Season for everything under the sun is a law fixed in nature. It is not going to change. We would be wise to adhere to that as universal law. I'm going to go on and get started. Let me put this up first. Family emergency, okay. Okay. We've missed quite a few of them. What's that, Nora? What did the color focus on? Just operate the cameras back there. Don't get all up in my lecture. Don't get all up in my Kool-Aid now. You don't know what flavor it is. I like that little thing. I'm all up in my Kool-Aid. You don't even know what flavor it is. Let me see if I can find some stuff. Need some Scotch tape more. Look back there and see what's down there on the counter there. We're going to look at this divine square. I got another revelation on it. And it's not in anybody's book. I looked. One of the wonderful things about, I got this will do, about this science and self, is that if you pay attention to it, and that is by thinking, symbol, and hold it up sometime in the evening or night, or go to bed with the symbol before your third eye and ask what it means and be interested, not just ask because you ain't got nothing else to do. Because you really want to know. Your spirit will give you that which you so desire. Remember that as law. And at some point, maybe not that night, and then again, maybe, it'll just reveal it to you. I see we're going to be doing this class over again. Ain't enough American Negro color people here to make this an official class. I'm here. No, you all are here. In fact, sign my book here. But here, I won't have to pay. You're trying to set up a standard here. Sign your name. Put the date up at the top there and pass it across. Okay.
Trying to do in terms of spiritual development and knowledge of represented in line is represented in symbology, symbolism. The right hand.
Wonderful.
my definition of tug of war words.
Okay. Okay, let me make an effort to explain this horrific concept here. This is the great cycle, often referred to as the great year of Brahman. From the Hindu point of view, from the Sufi point of view, it is the great year of Allah. Okay? From the Jewish point of view, they didn't have one. They borrowed the Hindi Kushites view, and that's determinable by the introduction to the confraternity edition of the Catholic Bible. In the introduction, they run the Brahmic cycles in a Catholic Bible. Very interesting. Okay. The point of 0 degrees Aries is not the same point in a constellational charting. These are constellations, not signs, okay? In other words, we're talking about the whole real 360-degree deal of universe, not solar system. Okay? And what we're dealing with is solar astrology when we talk natal astrology. This is about the whole universe in its evolution. Our planet, in its orbital turn and in its cycle, revolves around the sun with its moon and the rest of the planets. Then this solar system evolves in its orbit around its sun. Okay? Let me be illustrative here, because I want this to be comprehended here. Let me put my fez on here so I can look like I'm intelligent. It makes some of you a bit envious, so you'll want one. Did yours ever come? Good, that's good. Didn't want you coming here shooting at the Emiola. Dad. I hate that.
Hey, Dad, you got a cigarette?
Hey, Dad, you got a quarter?
I'm not your daddy, boy, and I ain't got no quarter. Get away from me.
This is our solar system. And it's much smaller than that in the universe. Revolving around its sun. We're the third rock from here. It's going to be too dramatic here. Eight other planets. That's all. This is in its orbital movement, in its station, or what appears to be. The fact is, this is not just evolving in a given space. This entire system is also revolving in a greater cyclical orbit around a greater sun with other systems. Okay? This sun moves towards and away from what is called the central magnetic center, referred to in the Hindi text as the Brahman, the electromagnetic field of energy that distributes all of the intelligence throughout and to the rest of the 12 constellations of our universe. And the great cycle at its peak is what is called the Golden Age, is up here. When our sun, carrying our solar system, plural, towards the magnetic center, let's say it's up there, when it gets nearer
or nearest to that magnetic center without burning up, okay, we're talking untold amounts of energy here, energy greater than the fire of our own sun. You can imagine that. You've seen pictures of this lavic whip slinging that our sun does. Imagine a sun 20, 30, 40, 50 times larger than our sun. You know, we're talking real power, buddy. Okay? That's the sun that feeds the solar systems that are in our system that we are a part of. Not just we're not the only ones evolving in the universe. I'm pretty sure we can buy that one now. Okay. So when it gets nearer to this point, then we're at this point of what is called the golden age. This is, and was, rather, the point of what is referred to as Lemuria. When most human beings on this planet were divine beings. That's the ancient legendary that we don't have much information about. And this guy says he found Atlantis, which is on the decline of. Now, we're talking about approximately 24,000 years. It varies 1,000 years or so, and there's a reason for that in terms of this measurement of the great cycle. I'm using Sri Yukta Swara's information because that's the information I'm most familiar with. Let me see if I can find it here in my notes among my workout. This great cycle is broken down into periods. I won't even try to get into the language of the Sanskrit. The first period is considered 1,200 years of orbit. Can you see that over there? The next period is 2,400 years. The next period is 3,600 years. The next period is 4,800 years. The sum total of 4,800 years ascending, 4,800 years descending, give or take 400 years overlapping, 400 years trailing. Okay, that's where this extra 1,000 years is somewhere in there. Okay. I'm trying to keep this from getting stickily complex. I don't want to get into tidbits. I want you to get this overall picture of the process of evolution. And what is evolving us is a intelligent magnetic field. Most religionists try to refer to as God and start getting down on their knees to worship it. And it doesn't even know that they're down on their knees. Religion belongs between man and Superman. The creator of has nothing to do with folks falling on their damn face. The creator has to do with transforming you into a perfect being. That's its work. It doesn't care if you're a sinner or not, a saint or not, a liar, or you're going to get transformed. How long is it going to take you? Because all the universe is interested in knowing. The fools are out there stumbling around high on something, drunk on something, full of dope, full of foolishness and evil. They still must become God. I like what Barbara said to some degree. She got mad because she heard somebody talking about one of her female ministers walking around doing the catwalk. That's a gay walk for women. And she heard something. She said, now, if anybody's got anything to say about homosexuals, I want them to just think about it. They have to find God, too, just like everybody else. And that's right. They're not
dispense from finding God. Let me leave that alone because that's right.
Yeah. I try to be fair-minded, you know, but I got my biases too. But I try to be fair-minded. Okay. Now, what we're talking about here is this. When we talk declination, we're talking going downward. When we talk inclination, we're talking about going up. That's the two concepts. However, in the evolutionary process, declination is not necessarily a bad thing, okay? It depends on what segment or cycle we're in. We're talking about our solar system being in one of these cycles, being influenced by an entire constellation, not a sign, okay? We need to understand that. The horrendous power of a constellation is multiple times that of the idea of one planet in configuration of two planets in configuration equaling a symbol of. Okay. We're talking about some constellations have eight suns in them. Okay. That we don't virtually experience, fortunately, because we'd all be barbecue beefs. With eight suns shining on us, and well, we can't handle this one. Some brother's walking in somewhere. Damn, man. Sun kicking my butt. Yeah, you know. One sun. You know. Imagine eight of those shining on this one planet. And just trying to give you an idea of where we are. Okay? We're in the center of power, power, power. So we know that it does not correlate with the idea of death. That death has got to be a hoax, a psychological trick that we keep buying birth after birth until we get to be a living son of God. That's what we're trying to do. You're trying to become a son. All right. So in this process, where we are now in this declination, is at the end of the Piscean Age. I think I got that turned right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, right, yeah, it's turned right. Descending. Now, let me see if I got the information here. Okay, yeah, all right, here's where we are. Excuse me, not here. We're here. Now, keep in mind, Americans, okay? Here, you have Virgo, Pisces. That's a terrible symbol for Pisces. Okay? So when you talk about a cycle, like we're most instructed that we're in the Aquarian, or going to the Aquarian age, which is opposite what? This film is here in the night time. Aquarius is opposite? Thank you, my brother. All right. So that we know that the reference point is not the same in constellational astrology. That's the point I'm trying to make, okay? Because if we were in Aquarius, we'd be in the golden age. Okay, we're not, okay? Here is where we are in relationship to the declination. Here you see AD as opposed to BC. Moving in and through this constellation does not put us into Leo, okay, in terms of Pisces, Virgo. It puts us in relationship to Aquarius. We're looking at it like it's this way. It isn't. It is everywhere around us. It is not going like this. It is going like this. Okay. We're somewhere in the vicinity of this horrendous movement that when you get out in space, north and south and east and west are not the same anymore. Okay, because you make those relationships from a point towards a point. Now, when you get out in space, you have to talk about star and groupings of star to find your direction. So you, when you leave in a spaceship or whatever, you have mapped out that you're headed towards Draconis Pacificus or something. Okay? So when you get out there, and the brothers, wasn't you supposed to turn right here? No, you weren't supposed to turn right there. You're supposed to point towards the nowhere in degrees, light years, where Draconis Pacificus is. Okay? So we're talking another kind of direction, not the same one we're talking about when we're standing on the Earth mass in relationship to left, right, up, and down. Okay? So approximately, now, the problem I have with Sri Yukteswar is he ignored the Moors in terms of this process of gradual flight infiltration of the energies of the electrical age, beginning after this date here. Right in here is where it starts, approximately 499 A.D. is what Sri Yukteswar said. They cite the entrance into the Aquarian cycle, or out of the Piscean cycle begins. Okay, and they started discovering bits and particles of electricity. The ones that began discovering it were Moors, according to Ivan van Sertima, in the African presence in early Europe. Not Kepler, who was a student of one of the Moors, okay, and some other Europeans that got the fame after they ran y'all's folks out of Europe and changed the books. But we need to know this consciousness was, we were a part of this awakening thinking consciousness. Early Europe, yes. I mean, that's sermon. Okay, so we move by these various periods towards and through what is called the Dark Ages. When we will get towards the Aquarian cycle will be approximately 4,100 A.D. Where we are going to be in the year 2000 will be approximately midway between here and here, where what we are experiencing now in high technology will be even greater. They already have a great deal of this stuff, but it interferes with the cell of petroleum, oil. Okay? They can operate a car, a plane, and a train without burning fuel, but they can't profit from it. Okay? The same reason, what was his name? J.P. Morgan ripped Tesla off. He was trying to show the human race how they could harness the energy in the energy field, even at that time in the 18th century. But J.P. Morgan couldn't profit off it. He owned most of the coal coming into America. So they ripped his shit off, yeah, and set us back how many hundreds of years. Okay. So there's been a lot of interference. You know, there's no doubt about it. There's been interference with the progress. Of course, we already know that the real problem is a culture that cultivates consciousness is the real problem. People have the things to live with, but they don't know how to live with the things for better living. And I keep mentioning this. When a human being announces to his mind that your car is more important than you, he's missing the point. So this period goes on for in increments of 1,200-year period. That's the easiest way to digest. And I recommend that everybody get a copy of the Holy Science and first read it, then go back and study it. Okay, you don't have to become obsessed with the Great Cycle. When we get here to 2,400, most of us won't be here anyway, or we'll be on our way back. Okay. Unless you got some kind of plan where you can live a couple hundred years, now you might have something going I don't know about. But most of us would be moving on. You know, the first class I told that to, and it stunned them. You know, that they were startled, as if they expected to be alive in 2000 and
400.
Doing what? There are some beings still here that were around here. They still down here. Taking care of business, real business, planetary business, directing things, stopping nature from kicking us all off the planet.
But they are
No, they're not. There's some, the rumor is that there's some in the, what do they call, the Shasta Mountains in California. And, of course, there are great ones in the Himalayas. And I suspect there are great ones in the mountains of Kilimanjaro that are African.
Have you ever heard, do you know Dr.
Pukum? Yeah, Dr. Pukum. I know of her. I don't know.
Mashed potato lovers, your day has come. Indulge in the rich, creamy classic Bob Evans mashed potatoes. Farm fresh potatoes blended with real milk and butter for that homemade taste. With the delicious taste Bob Evans is known for. Bring home the warm comfort of mashed potatoes today.
Your comments right now is reminding me of how she was grounded.
Okay.
I don't know how long he's been here, but certainly he's been here more than the average time.
Right.
And 9 years of people,
right.
He ain't people.
Right.
A powerful priest or whatever.
How about God?
God, right.
There is a collective that we have to deal with in what is called the collective consciousness. And the race consciousness is what plays on the accepting, quote, conscious mind. We all expect to die. So we work toward someday when we retire and someday when we shall die. We don't work consciously towards someday I shall become God. Someday I shall become perfect and everlasting. Those are not among the collective thoughts of human beings. That's the exception. And the more you plant that in consciousness, the more you'll bring back here with you when you come back. Even if you get to this point where you can overcome death, and you can get there in this lifetime, but you need some help from the masters up on high, they probably won't let you stay down in anyway, unless they choose you to follow them in their process. There's lots of them. And they just kind of let us be there, and they're there, wherever there is. You know? That's a whole other kind of thing. But that's the model of where we're going. This is many, many thousands of years, the great cycle. What spiritual development and spiritual grace allows you to do is to take these quantum leaps. Quantum leaps. Okay? So the more fire, pure energy you can digest, the more you're able to transform your physical, then your astral, then your etheric body so that your body of light dominates your human environment. And then if you don't go to sleep because you don't need any more sleep, you're not going to die, and you shall not be harmed by the second death. You just click, and you're just going out of the body. It's almost that simple. You know, that's what you're trying to get to. Okay. And you keep that blueprint in your subconscious, so when you make another body to the next mama, she has a better blueprint for her body to work with. Okay, we're not going to do the whole cycle here. Next week is supposed to be, and will be, Moorish Inquiry. It's an open book inquiry, but I want to prep you here so that you'll have the materials with you that you've accumulated, notes and other little tidbits that will help you get through this information with the intent of knowledgeableness, knowing. We're not looking for scores. We want you to find out if you know what you've been studying, if you understand it, okay? So I'm going to read off some things that you need to know so that you'll have access to them, which may even mean bring a book or so. So you need to know the definition of more. You need to know what an Ankh is. You need to know what the word Sim means. What does the word Sim mean, my brother? With the checkered shirt on. What does the word Sim mean? No. We can't have a guessing game here.
What?
No, Sim means the drawing of the representation of an image on the ground. Symbology. The ancient S-E-N. One way of spelling it could have, because when I start talking about spelling, I'm talking a translated concept. So S-I-M, S-A-M could be all the same thing. What chapter and what verse in the Bible tells you that you're God? You need to know that. You already know how many numbers there are, how many degrees in a circle. You already know the meaning of man. You need to know what are the 12 powers of man. You need to be able to write them down. I'm sure you know what the code EVE represents. I see Brother Skatlin would like to see before I got the sentence out of my mouth. He didn't even check his own memory banks to find out if it's still back there. What does EVE represent? Speak up, my brother. Right, and what does V worth in numerology? Which means what?
Master.
Master what?
Master.
All you do is deduce it. What did Eve do? You see? Okay. She built the house, not made with hands. Eternal in heaven. We need to know what the crescent and the star means. And you need to know not just ISLAM and what that means. You need to know what these symbols mean. What does the first one mean, my brother? I'm not picking on you. I want to perk you up. One, what else? Do you know anything else it means? Somebody help him out. With the crescent and the star. What else does it represent? No. The crescent and the star. The pineal and the pituitary gland. The male and the female gland in the brain. The pyramid, what does it mean? What does it represent beside self? And the word tells you what it means. Yes, but what man has what? Having what? What is this? What kind of building is this? Huh? Somebody else did something here. No, it's not eternal. It looks like it's going to last forever, though, don't it? The perfect body, all the mathematics on the planet, structured in the Pyramid of Giza. The perfect body, that's what you're trying to build, a perfect body. But not of the physical, you're trying to build a spiritual perfect body. Okay. What does L represent, the compass and the square? Just told you. When I got down off the table, I just told you what it meant. Towards the measure of the fullness of the statue of Christ. That's your spiritual self. Okay? All right. We just did the compass, didn't we? On the table. That's what I was showing you. All right. What does the A represent?
A? What law?
All right. All right. That's good, man. Yeah. Okay. Know what these mean. I don't want nobody out there telling. Brother, ISLAM stands for I Self Law. And, you know, that's braggadocio stuff. You're going to talk to the brother, explain it to him. You know, if not, just send in and let him gibble. Now the brother almost gave me a ride in his cab. I ain't seen the brother in 2 years.
But brother, where you been? Why you quit coming over there?
Well, what you been doing besides work?
Well, I've been studying.
Been studying Quran. I said, well, that's fine, brother. What about the other two? What other two?
They had no idea.
Self and your past.
Oh, well, now, Wally. I didn't mean no damn Wally. He forgot my name because he's not thinking free man. He's thinking servant.
The law of correspondence, as above, so below.
Question ahead.
As within, so without. As above, what's going on up here in your head is going on in your body. What's going on in your body is going on in your world. The law of correspondence. And then it goes out, further out, out into the universe. Laws. Okay, let me move a little faster here. Give the meaning of these five letters. A-L-L-A-H. Anybody? All right, very good. Did you get that, my brother? A-L-L-A-H. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. I don't miss none of this now. This is good stuff. The melodious, harmonious, metrical sound is called what? The melodious, harmonious, metrical sound is called what? I'm going to write it on the board for you. Called what? In the Latin. I didn't. Numerals. Number. That's the definition of number I just read. Melody, harmony, and metric is the meaning of number. It has nothing to do with what I just wrote on the board. What does amen mean? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. Amen Ra. And about 35 other amens. The hidden one. Nobody went to that and looked it up, did they? The hidden one. Or the hidden God. The Lord, thou surely art a God who hides himself. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15, right there. How many openings are there in the female body, my sister? How many openings are there in the male body, my brother? Thank you. How many in the female body? 12. Okay. Name the seven cosmic laws of the universe. What's the first law of nature? Anybody? All right. What's the second law? The bug killer over there. What's the second law of the Kybalion, my brother? He just said vibration. Are you listening?
Write down what you're saying.
Well, I want you to do that, but I also want you to recall. Educare. Draw out that which is within. What's the good of having it if you can't bring it to consciousness when you need it?
Yeah.
Then if not, you're no more a book sitting on the shelf. The law of mentalism. The law of, give me another one. I'm not you, you know him. The sister in the green switch right there. Give me one. Thank you. Give me one back there, your brother. Sir? Thank you. Give me another one, that brother in the Nike. I mean to pop my things out, it's a white man thing. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that. It's throw one right off the top of your head there. Which is called what in Sanskrit? It's a word we intellectuals like to throw around.
Causation?
No. It's not causation. Causation and cause and effect are not the same thing. It's one of the laws, but it's not cause and effect. Karma. Okay, is there one missing? Perhaps?
Right.
It's supposed to be seven. Anybody? Then one missing. He called, one of them called gender out. Nobody called polarity. Okay, we got all seven of us. Where is the mouth of God? Man must not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Where is that mouth? There's a very technical term for it that almost sounds Arabic. I'm not going to give you all these clues next Friday. The medulla, the meddu, habla, gata. That should fascinate you enough so you wouldn't forget it. Where in the is the Ankh found in the symbol of the Ankh found in the human body? Where in the uterus? Yeah, upper portion, right? On the wall, upper wall part of the female uterus wall. What does Garden of Eden mean? You don't have to say duality. What does that word mean? It's right in front of you. Very good. The Garden of Eden is what? What is it that you need? Yourself. Who is what? What's the synonym for self? No? Eye is a symbol, synonym for a third eye. What's the other symbol? Synonym for self. Soul, is it not? Name three divine words of God. Three divine words of God. You chant them. You have chanted them. Named them. One. Two. Who? He called thou. Nope. Somebody said it. I heard. Who? That's right. Okay. What does the What does that star mean? Thank you. That's simple. What are the nine colors of the nine vibrations? What is one? What is two? What is three? What is four? What is five? What color blue? What's six? What is seven? Seven is purple, right? Eight. Eight is what? Right.
Eight.
No, there are eight vibrations. At nine, all of the vibrations emanate. You get what? Thank you. You get the rainbow. The color code that CMB places in his clock is an electrical color code. What we're talking about is the natural color code seen through the premise of a crystal from the rays of the sun, and also how vapor, the rays of the sun, and air builds the rainbow across the sky that most of us have not seen since 1965, which automatically represents nature is in harmony when you see it. And usually something wonderful happens during that period. We have not. When's the last time any of y'all saw a rainbow over Georgia? Been a long time, man. Yeah. Yeah? Good. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Well, it's been a long time since I've seen one. What is the line in the circle? What does the line in the circle mean?
Well,
The circle and the line. It is the design of what everything is made of. The circle and the line. There is nothing else. What are the seven churches? What are the seven churches? Nope. What are the seven churches? The seven vertebrae of the churches. What are the seven lampstands? What are the seven lampstands?
The vertebrae.
Very good. Didn't trick them, brother. Remember, they are symbolic synonyms. What are the seven stars in his right hand? Nope. Ma'am? Nope. The seven stars in the right hand. I don't know if I did this in this class or not. I certainly did it on Sundays.
Hey, business owners. Are you tired of living on a hamster wheel when you can own the whole cage? Well, here's what you do to be the number one go-to brand in your category. Exactly what my clients did to make millions, one of them a billion, just by fixing their brands with the lost secrets of the greatest branders of all time. Now, I put those secrets into one amazing course for the first time. Let me show you. I'm Bill Schley, and it's one click away.
There we are.
More.
Truth. More.
At Texas Health, we believe more is better, and more nurse-seconds agree. We're bringing you healthcare that's more convenient than ever. From our expanding network of hospitals and urgent cares to our video visits and at-home care options. That's how Texas Health cares.
Stars are the seven lights of the spinal cord, the seven neuron centers lit up. Star means light, and it also means power. The glands are functioning. They're perfect and illumined. In the right hand, it means the one who shows them to you owns them, has them. The right hand means I possess, I have. Okay, why is showing them in the right hand? The seven neuron centers attached to the spinal cord working through the vertebrae. They're not on the vertebrae. They're on the spinal cord working through those vertebrae areas. I would put that in there, but I don't want to confuse you. What are the two olive branches, his two witnesses? What are they called? They're sitting right here in the room. Nobody remembers that one. How about Lord of the Earth? Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Lord of the Earth. The cerebral spinal sympathetic nervous system. Those are the two olive branches. If you keep that inside, then you'll understand the whole the doings with the book of Revelations in terms of being killed and laying dead in the street, okay, and not moving for 3 days. If you've ever been in a status of meditation, you know you can't move your body when the spirit locks it in. It's how they get back up, have power to shut up the heavens, so that there's no rain, or to make it rain, to make your own spiritual substance flow, or to stop it from flowing. Stay inside. It'll make sense. If you stay inside, your spirit will explain it to you. But you got to read. How many of y'all read the book of Revelation since I started this class? Raise your hand. Honestly. That's almost embarrassing. A student studies. The audience who likes to applaud just sits and listens and believes everything. I'll have y'all out there in Heaven's Gate before the week is if y'all ain't careful. All right. What does 666 really mean? What's the first thing I told you, man? That was the first thing. Then I told you. Oh, we know it means sex, sex, sex. Because this Anglo-Saxon British word is the word for what number? That's all they said, sir. You don't have to go to the IBM machine like the good brother tried to take everybody to 666 to the IBM machine. It's going to be the... He's missing the point. When your head and your heart and your lungs are full of sex and lust, you ain't nothing but the devil. It's whether you want to be or not. Okay? And there'll come that point where your lust will ride up your vertebrae and attack your brain. And you'll be standing there looking at whoever is of the opposite sex licking your lips. That's when you find out you've got more lust in your system than you have pure energy or pure consciousness. And your body will let you know it. So you have to transform it. It isn't going anywhere. It's your energy. But you got to transform it. That's what meditation and chanting is about. You transform your own energy. Okay. What does take the book and eat it mean? Just got through telling you. Where? Inside. Take the book and eat it. Inside. And it will be sweet in your mouth and bitter in your belly. What are the seven seals on the book and why? Where are the seven seals on the book and why? Where are they on the book of Revelation? They're on the back of the book. Why are they on the back of the book? Because that's where your vertebrae is. All right, okay. What are the seven vials or bowls? You all didn't get that. The seven vials or bowls are the seven vowels. See the words right there? Because when you read the chapter, you'll see in one, it'll say seven vials. Then it will say seven bowls. Look at the vial and mold. See that? The seven sounds. The bowl is simply what holds the seven sounds. That's each vertebrae where the chakra is. And they sound. That's what the trumpets are telling you. A trumpet makes sound, makes music, makes harmony. How do you square the circle? Anybody can tell me? I know we did this one. Of course, it helps when you come to both my classes. That means you learn twice as much. Anybody? How do you square the circle? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Twelve. That's how you square the circle. Okay. Now you've heard that. What is the mystical definition of Jew? Anybody? That's right. Very good. And those jewels are what? That's a chakra. Called what? What are the 12 powers coming through in the physical body? Very good. 12 glands. Okay, I got a couple of verses here. Explain Revelations 12, verses 1 and 2. Write that down. Explain Revelations 12, verses 1 and 2. So look it up. Looks like you all would be interested in going into Revelation and be fascinated or either be frightened to death. Come back from the old Brother Freeman. I'll be so scared.
Okay, y'all.
The open road is an open invitation. Then get up and go. Go window.
Hold on.
What we tend to not understand is that
can fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Diacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words, taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad, so we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Where everything and nothing that Google says is here.
The sales tax for the following.
We will not raise your tax. Read our lips. Welcome to America. To America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last.
Many opportunities for the young.
young female who wishes to work for her own advancement up from the underclass to become one.
Welcome to America. Go to school to become a celebrity, but don't be late. Everybody and their mama got a sex tape. Welcome to America. We snatch bass players, not purses. Keep playing.
All right, royalty, royalty, royalty. All right. I'm going to cut it right there, you guys, because Cipri Menil said a lot, you know, and when it comes to the cycles, there was something on YouTube. There's a lot of stuff that has been scrubbed, but Radio, we are one to always tell you, you know, do your own research, you know what I'm saying? So I encourage you, you know, Cycles of Life is definitely a new, not a new one, but a one that I am currently studying in the background. So, you know, I would love to, you know, if there's more information that any of you may know when it comes to the Cycles of Life or any books that you may suggest, anything like that, I'm going to definitely do some digging. But he dropped a book in there, guys. So if you missed it, go back and listen to the replay on it. Tomorrow, guys, we have I'm gonna pull something from what do I have tomorrow? Let's see. Tomorrow, whose web are we in? Whose web are we in, right? Whose web are we in? Yeah, man, it's just really sometimes we tangle our own webs, you know what I'm saying? As they say, all the world's a stage, right? I think we have no idea as to how deep that is. Self-preservation, self-discovery, getting more in tune with your inner. And this TV series called Manifest. You know, I'm going to cut it, y'all, because you know, the reason why I want to cut it right here is because I encourage you to do your own inner research. You know what I'm saying? So join me tomorrow, guys. Whose web are we in? I think I'm pulling from Brother Rich's channel, Black Magic 363 on YouTube. Go and subscribe to there. The clip to Brother C. Freemanel, the clip to Elder C. Freemanel is in the show notes, guys. So please click the show notes and you'll see the link. I encourage you to utilize YouTube. They give like suggested. So once you click the link, they'll give you other suggested videos, right? I was going to play one about the self, but that's going to take us into overtime and they will cut us off at the hour mark. So I'm not going to get into that one. I'll bring that one to another, but he talks a lot on the self. He talks a lot on the chakras. Cipri Menil has a lot of stuff that he left behind, guys. So I encourage you to branch out again and just do your own research, y'all. If y'all chilling around the house or whatever, you know, just don't believe us. Do your research, right? All right, guys. Happy birthday to Tina Turner. Today is Tina Turner's birthday. So Tina Turner, a great, great lady, Sagittarius. Love our Sagittarius. Trying to find a song to go out. All right, there we go. All right, guys, join me tomorrow. And love you guys.
1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror in graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand, stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on Earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am the energy.
Come to me, come to me,
here at the center of it all.